So what's the difference between being a dad and being a father? It's simple. In my opinion, the father is the person that makes the child, right? That creates the child, that has intercourse with the mother, right? We all know the birds and the bees and how that works. It doesn't take a lot to become a father. It doesn't take a lot of energy. It doesn't take a lot of thought. Sometimes it just takes a lot of alcohol, right? Mistakes are on purpose. That's the father, right? And that's where the fathering stops. Being a dad, completely different. That's the person who nurtures the child, who fosters good relationships with the child, who develops growth and programs and everything else for the child, who participates in the child's life, who does those things that are necessary for this child to grow up and become a pillar of the community and a satisfactory adult. Now, it could be the same person. In an ideal world, that's what it is. It's you father a child, and then you parent a child, you dad a child, and that's how it works. And then you become dad the rest of that child's life, right? It's a character that we play in the world, right? We are now different than the original version of ourselves. And it's a beautiful thing, right? And ideally, that's what you get. One man does both, follows it all the way out. Sometimes it's two people, right? It's the father, the biological father, and then the stepfather. Sometimes the father is indeed a dad as well, and the child benefits from that. They get two dads. Sometimes that's where the relationship stops. You have a biological father. Maybe he's around, maybe he's not, dead, in jail, doesn't care, whatever. And then you have someone who steps in as the stepfather, the stepparent, the stepdad, who takes on that role. As an example, my stepkids have both, right? They have a father who is legally a participant, right? And then they have me, who is morally a participant. And so their mother and their biological father went to court when we decided to move to Ohio from California, and they got what everybody gets, right? A custody arrangement. And it afforded their biological father certain responsibilities and on certain dates, right? These are the days that the children will fly to California and visit their father. These are the dates that their father will fly to Ohio and visit the children. He does those. He fulfills those things. He shows up when he's supposed to show up. He shows up to the airport to receive him when he's supposed to receive him. And by all intents and purposes, he's fulfilling his role. But then once you investigate the quality, right, he does those dates no more, right? He has sort of an assigned sort of like a 3-week flex period where he could show up any 3 weeks during the year and hang out with the kids, no questions asked, and the mother cannot block that. He's shown up for exactly, none of those. There's never care packages that are sent to the house. The interaction between him and the kids on the iPad or the phones or whatever, very limited. It ramps up when it's time for the visit, right? So like that's when he starts to think about them. I can't tell you the countless other ball drops. But then the idea is, as a father, he holds it out. Look at me. I'm great. I'm doing my thing. I do everything that the court has asked. But as a child, when you look, you go, well, I can't count on you to do anything other than what your legal responsibilities are, right? And then you're telling the kids they need to get all A's, but are you calling and checking on the grades? Are you working through the work with them? Are you on FaceTime going, well, let me see your math. Let's work through some math problems. That's not happening, right? Therefore, what you have there is a father. And I think that's where the line gets blurred, because you feel like, well, yeah, I'm a father and I'm doing all the things. What more do you have? I pay my child support, yada, yada, thus and so. Ironically, the child support check goes to a bank account for the kids like as they graduate. So Vicky doesn't use any of that money to sort of do anything with the kids. When they're in Ohio, they're just on her tab. And then so where I come in is I participate with the kids. We have long talks and conversations and discipline, and we need to talk about our day. You know, what are they're 14 and 12. So now you're going through the puberty, and you're going through the first love and the first breakup, and what do I do next, and the teenage middle school drama, and all those things that I listen to, participate. I coach the teams. I go to the school. I know all the kids in the neighborhood. You know, all of those things, those are, like Madeline calls it, dad things. Those are things that dads do. And that's the difference. And I think that it's incumbent upon us to be very aware of what role we're playing as men in these children's lives, right? Just simply believing that you're the dad doesn't facilitate you doing dad things. Just understanding that you're the father doesn't necessitate that people look at you and respect you as a dad. And I think that you have to be aware and very cognizant of the activities and the actions that you're portraying to the kids. What example are you? How are you filling into their lives? And when they're 30, what will they say as they look back on their lives? And if you want a good report when they're grown, you have to have thought of those things and have input those things when they're young. And it's difficult. Takes your time. It sucks some days. But when they become 30 and they look back on their life and they look at me, regardless of if they like me, if they understand, they can't say I left. They can't say that I didn't participate. And they can't say that I wasn't there, you know? And I think those are things that are very important to me. That's the difference between a dad and a father. Now, all these roles can sort of change the child, right? And so what that means on a mental level is, how do they see parenting? How do they see men, right? How does the boy understand what his responsibilities are as a man, as a father, as a dad, as he grows up? How does the girl see, what does she expect the treatment of her partner to be, where it regards herself and where it regards the children? What is it that you expect? Psychologically, what does that do to them? Does it impose father issues, right? Daddy issues, especially on the daughters, right? Because those things manifest in very antisocial ways. So the idea that I'm a dad, I have to pay attention to how these activities and how these actions manifest psychologically throughout their lives, right? And I watch their interaction with me from start to now, and their interaction with their father from start to now, and how they feel about him, how they feel about interacting with him. Is it a chore? It becomes a chore later, because his whole ideology in parenting the children is, it's a showcase. Look at the things that I've done, regardless of if they fit, regardless of if they are necessary, regardless of if these things benefit the children. Look at what I've done for the credit, right? He'll show up here, and for instance, every time he comes to their house, it's a trip. He takes them on some sort of trip. Well, now they're older, right? So they have sports practices. Well, we're skipping all the sports practices and skipping all the time that it's spring break or summer break, you know, to hang out with your friends, because he wants to show, look at how wonderful I am. Well, what does that do later? We figured out that Madeline, right, hates packing bags. And I think the idea is, she doesn't like being told where to go and what to do, because she's had to endure that her entire life. So now there's an aversion. Anytime somebody says, hey, let's go pack your bag, she didn't want to go, right? I don't want to pack my bag. I'll do it on my own accord, but I don't want people in control of that part of me. And I think that that's something to really behold. And as we go across multiple families that struggle with the same frustration, you look at it on a social level. Now you're having a lot of children. We see that in this new generation, right? The aversion for marriage. Not so much children rearing, but that aversion to to jumping into these familial situations. And I think a lot of that comes from the parenting, right? And the difference between having a father and having a dad. And like I said before, there's all sorts of different sets, right? You can have two dads or a father and no dad, or you know, a father and a great dad, you know, all sorts of different things. And I think it affects the children differently based on those setups, right? So anyway, just understand this. Having kids, they'll change you if you let them. Have a good day.